Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Yemen rebels have seized the presidential compound. Houthi rebels attacked the president's home Tuesday in Sana'a. The Shiite militiamen clashed with security forces, breaking a ceasefire agreed to on Monday after 9 people were killed in the capital. Rebel leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi says his faction is seeking an end to corruption and totalitarianism in the country. He stopped short of calling for the government to stand down, but warned further action against it was possible. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for a truce, demanding the government's full authority be restored. President Barack Obama gives his annual State of the Union address 4 hours from now, facing a new Congress dominated by opposition Republicans hostile to his call for higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans. Domestic concerns and the economy are expected to be highlighted. VOA's Aro Pandey reports.
Despite a year that was full of international challenges, President Obama has not wavered from his goal of boosting the American middle class. Former Obama advisor Larry Korb with the Center for American Progress says the U.S. leader will likely focus on domestic issues in his State of the Union speech.
I think he recognized that, you know, we got to get strong at home before we can be strong in the world.
With a Republican-controlled Congress, the president's proposals to create manufacturing hubs, expand broadband access and offer free tuition will likely run into opposition, particularly if the programs require lawmakers to sign off on more spending. Aro Pandey, the White House.
VOA live coverage will begin at 1:30 Universal Time Wednesday. This is VOA News. Police in southern France have arrested 5 Chechens on suspicion of planning an attack. The arrests took place in the city of Montpellier and the town of Béziers. A local newspaper reported that an explosives cache was also found near a stadium in Béziers. Japan's government is vowing not to give in to demands from Islamic State militants threatening to kill 2 Japanese citizens being held hostage. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
A man clad in black and speaking with a British accent says on a video posted online that unless $200 million is paid to his group, 2 Japanese men will be executed. Just hours after the video's release, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, on a visit to the Middle East, was defiant, issuing a strong demand for the release of the Japanese men. Speaking to reporters in Jerusalem, Mr. Abe says the demand to pay ransom in exchange for the lives of the hostages is unforgivable. The prime minister adds that Japan will not give in to terrorism. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The $200 million ransom figure matches what Prime Minister Abe pledged last Saturday in non-military aid to countries fighting the Sunni extremists. A United Nations employee who was kidnapped in the capital of the Central African Republic was released. UN and CAR officials say the woman was freed Tuesday after being kidnapped earlier in the day by gunmen believed linked to the anti-Balaka Christian militia in Bangui. Officials say the woman works for the UN peacekeeping mission. The World Bank says the economic impact of the Ebola epidemic on African economies will be lower than expected. A World Bank report says that Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone will lose at least $1.6 billion this year in economic growth due to Ebola, while losses for the rest of sub-Saharan Africa could be as low as $500 million. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo have attempted to halt a second day of demonstrations against a proposed law that could delay national elections and allow President Joseph Kabila to extend his stay in power. Opposition parties had called for mass demonstrations Tuesday as the Senate began discussing the proposed legislation. The lower house of parliament passed the bill on Saturday. Witnesses say Congolese authorities shut down internet service in the capital Kinshasa and in the eastern city of Goma. The International Monetary Fund trimmed its global economic forecast for 2015, with its chief economist saying the world faces strong and complex cross currents. The IMF is still predicting a 3.5% advance this year and 3.7% next year. But both figures are down 0.3 point from the group's October projections. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.